Hey, howdy and happy day. The police department of Wyoming, they're ticking off a lot of people on the left. Liberal cities, they've got these billboards up. It's kind of cute. It says, work in Wyoming, we're breaking the law, still illegal. That's kind of a rub. Hey. Now, in Great Britain, England, there are 7,150 fewer pubs now than there has been in the past several years. Why is that? People still drink. Maybe the government's giving away free booze like they are in California and other places where crazy people are giving free drugs, free alcohol, and it's taken its toll on all the heavy boozers in England. You know, draft beer is up to £4.71. I don't know what that is, $5-6 or something, a drink. Anyway, you're competing with the government all the time. Not nice. The animal kingdom. Watch this video. It's only like, I don't know, 10 or 20 seconds or something, but it's kind of cute. The animal kingdom, it's a conservative bird and a liberal man. Have a watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has now turned on the fasten seatbelts, as well we'll be landing in a few minutes. In preparation for our arrival, we are kindly asked you to adjust your seat and fasten your seatbelt. Please place your tray table into the fully upright position, open your window blind, and store your luggage under the seat in front of you, or in the other hand.
Two types of smart, huh? Just saying. Trump. Trump now has accepted Biden's offer to debate him in June and September. It's interesting how the press has put that spin on it, that it's Biden's idea. Trump has been saying this for a long time, please debate me. But all of a sudden, Biden says, I'll debate you. And now again, the spin is that Biden has offered to do a debate. You know, crooked Joe Biden is the worst debater I have ever faced, so says Trump. He can't put two sentences together. Crooked Joe is also the worst president in the history of the United States of America by far. Good going. You know, but who will you debate there, Mr. Trump? Will it be the ordinary Joe or will it be jacked up Joe? He was pretty jacked up at the State of the Union. I don't know. They have to prop him up and jack him up. I mean, good bloody grief. Then you have Mary Trump, the niece of Donald Trump. She badmouths him at just all of the time. She gets on every television show that she can. This is a niece. I mean, good bloody grief. She says that he is a criminal defendant, and it's really troubling, she says, that it seems there's always a way out for him. Maybe that's because he's not a criminal. Mary, for heaven's sakes, go away. Take a vacation. Take your girlfriend or your wife or whatever it is and leave town. Don't talk anymore. Talk less. That would be good. After 72 years. Are you keeping up? I was driving recently through Oregon, and I've been through Oregon many times in the past, and there's been a law there for 72 years. There's been a law that you can't pump your own gas, and they brought it in so long ago because of employment. They wanted to keep people working, and now there's a shortage of people, and a lot of the gas stations can't even find people to pump the gas. So after 72 years, Oregon finally legalized to pump your own gas, right? That leaves only one state, I think it's New Jersey, that has that law in place. I think it's kind of good in certain times of the economy. There's a whole bunch of people that can't get work, you know, so then you say you have to come and pump gas. Well, maybe it's good, don't know. Canada Post, this ain't good. I mean, the post offices around the world don't make much money, but Canada Post, they're the poster child for inefficiency, bad management. They say it's because of the market. The market has changed, so we're losing more money, but they don't change. The market might have, but they certainly did not. They lost upwards to $1 billion last year, and they're warning there's going to be bigger losses as the years go on. There's intense competition in parcel delivery. They used to have 62% of the market. Now they have 29%. And with regards to letter delivery, it's gone down, of course. There's a decline of 60%. But they have the same stuff going on, the same internal management. That's the problem, our government. I mean, they have more people voting in sick all the time, and even if you're not sick, you get awarded sick days. The union is so strong, they stand there. If they threw papers on the floor like I do, I'm sure somewhere in the contract it said that no one can pick them up except the janitor after a certain time and the floor would stay cluttered. A stupid example, but they have many like that. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible operation. And the market has changed, so maybe you should change too, a little bit, do you think? But they don't. The only thing that they change is they continue to lose more money and they get more money. And the government allows it to happen. They need to go in and have a total reset. And you're fired and you're, you know the drill. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.